Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it. The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
I really debated whether or not I was going to bring this up in eBuzz, but I do feel like I've gotten to a point with this specific news story that I've become like a little unhinged to where I start twitching when I'm thinking about it. And I feel like I have stepped into psycho a little bit with this story about Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively. And so people have been sending me these same screenshots over and over again that I feel like it is worth noting, but I do want to put it out there that this is not a person I would typically bring up in entertainment buzz.
And I want to have your back because I don't think you have stepped into psycho. I just do feel like this story is all consuming.
It's so layered, and it kind of, even though it isn't about a romantic relationship, it's kind of branded with your podcast also. There's an ugly breakup going on right now.
I love a breakup.
Yeah.
So I've been getting a lot of screenshots, and just let me cook here, from Candace Owens' Instagram story.
Oh, God.
She has stepped into the entertainment world for some reason. She's ended up on my For You page talking about this case over and over again. And she claims that she has an insider source.
As always.
I know. She has an insider source as to what happened on set. And while whether or not you want to believe her or not, you can take that as you will. It just does add some really interesting layers that I thought would be worthy bringing up.
She doesn't have a whole bunch of credibility, I don't think.
Do you want me to move on?
No. Go for it. I mean, it's entertaining. I just don't take it serious.
Well, whatever source you have, and that goes for anything, they if they have a history, you take that into account. Whenever somebody tells you something, like if you tell me something, I'm going to take it more seriously than if a stranger on the street comes up and tell me something. And I feel like it's here. Like, you know who she is and the things that she has said. And she is saying this. So take it however you feel you need to take it.
It's filling in a lot of blanks for a theory that people have, but they don't really know what the motivating factor would be. So a lot of people feel like Ryan Reynolds might be the true villain in the story, but they can't figure out what his motive would be. And whoever she spoke to has a
motive.
Story as to what the motive would be.
Huh. So, because we have to live this and we have to read about it every day, we're very familiar with who Candace Owens is. For those that aren't,
She is a polarizing media personality who typically operates in a space of going against the grain with her viewpoints and with things that she says. And sometimes people can't tell if it's to get a rise or if she really feels that way.
Super, super duper conservative.
Yeah, I mean, typically it's about politics because she's a political pundit, right?
Usually. But she kind of dabbles in all celebrity world, but it's usually about politics.
Oh, she loves to piss people off about all kinds of things.
Absolutely lives for it.
So the source that she spoke about on her Instagram story says, this person is alleging that everything started when Ryan Reynolds decided to stroll onto the movie set one day and review the dailies. This is an industry term for all the footage that was filmed that day. He then also decided to take a look at the script between the two, and something allegedly set him off. This person claims, and she mentioned she can't verify, that the production assistants then overheard Ryan and Blake having an argument in her trailer. Ryan Reynolds, and this is in quotation from the source, Ryan Reynolds started being on the set on a regular basis as if he were as if he were her chaperone. And that is when he started inserting himself into the actual production, including writing lines. The next part is what has been alleged via their lawsuits. Ryan began inserting themselves in an effort to change lines and change scenes, but it gets better. It's clear Ryan was determined to humiliate and, quote, win against Justin Baldoni. He went so far as to include lines in his separate movie Deadpool. This is when she brings up the whole Deadpool versus Wolverine thing that I'll skip over. But then allegedly Ryan presented an ultimatum to WME, which is their talent agency that Ryan, Blake, and Taylor Swift are all a part of, including everyone for It's us or him. That's allegedly what he said to WME. So it was a him, Blake Lively, and Taylor Swift sort of situation. And the source for this is a different source. So she's mentioning that there's some differentiation here. And she said, I would imagine having Taylor Swift as your best friend and godmother to your children certainly helps in these sort of situations. And here's what happened next. Justin was then dropped by WME. And then what Ryan Reynolds did not apparently account for was someone bigger or perhaps more richer than Taylor Swift would tab Justin Baldoni's back. And then he mentions Wayfarer Studios is backed by a billionaire and donates to a lot of good causes.
All right. So as this is all really speculation, right, I'll throw one grain of speculation in there also, which could make sense to me, knowing nothing about this and knowing nothing about how Hollywood works. But I do know this, that if my wife came home to me and was complaining and feeling like she was sexually harassed by somebody all the time, and I had the power to be on the set and protect her, I don't know what has to do with changing lines and stuff like mm-hmm. that, then, and she didn't feel like she could talk to the director and she felt like she didn't have the power, as a husband, I would probably show up on set if I had that kind of power and just make sure that she was safe in any way I could. I'm only throwing that in because I'm speculating, saying anything is possible.
100%. And I think the differentiating account for the tale that she says that she got the source from is that it actually didn't start with Blake Lively feeling uncomfortable. It started when Ryan Reynolds came on set before any of that was alleged and saw something he didn't like and decided to start inserting himself into the narrative in order to assert power over Justin Baldoni because he was jealous because maybe he saw them being flirty on screen and it didn't sit right with him. Again, this is just one source's account. Doesn't make it factual. Just thought I would add another paintbrush to this Picasso painting of this whole entire lawsuit case we got going on.
Until somebody sits all three of them down at the same time, like an after the rose ceremony. And we could ask questions and all of them can kind of confront each other. We will never know. And since that is never going to happen, we will never truly know what happened on that set.
Where is Chris Harrison when we need him? Okay, the person I did want to hear from about this case is an intimacy coordinator. What was their opinion on that improv scene that they both have different accounts for? I'm going to tell you what they said on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.